Ned Batchelder is visiting about 15 different volunteers' yards, trapping and putting tiny leg bands on hummingbirds. He says this project will help track hummingbird size and migration patterns.
And that's what's going on now is for the month of August. You got this mass of birds that are migrating down the Rocky Mountain corridor, and there's about a 15-day window that we can set up and band 50, 100 birds easily in one day.
The black-chinned hummingbird is the most common in Utah, along with the broad-tailed hummingbird found only at higher elevations in the Wasatch. The biggest variety can be found in southwest Utah, where migrant species like the calliope and rufous also buzz through on their way to and from Mexico.
Now, while we have the bird, I'm going to get some measurements from it. We're going to measure the length of its wing, tail, and bill.
Fred Bassett founded the nonprofit group Hummingbird Research and has been known to invite people to watch the banding up close and even let them hold the birds.
He weighs 3.1 grams, and at that weight, you can stuff 9 of those in an envelope and mail them for a first-class stamp.
The leg band numbers and bird measurements are reported to the National Bird Laboratory. Bassett says sometimes a bird is caught that's already been banded, including one from St. George, banded on May 28th, that was just spotted in Idaho last week. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.